survived this unscathed, but Johnson tried to fight for life. He was transferred from T.I.'s van to another van for the trip to the hospital, but he would not make it out alive.
Crowd spilled out to the parking lot. I got in to leave. Shootout ensued, and there was several people shot. One person died.
The person who died was Big Phil.
When T.I. was asked what Johnson looked like during the whole situation, he said with a disturbing gaze that his friend looked lifeless, describing the blood running down his friend's face, his shirt drenched in blood, and an entry wound on his left temple. After this situation, T.I. would stop releasing music for a while. He would dedicate his time on focusing on the business aspect of his life, taking the time to heal from the trauma.
This weekend, the Battle Knockout gets real. It's the three-way Battle Knockout weekend. Three artists, one crown, and only your votes decide who survives. This weekend, it's Rick Ross versus Ludacris versus T.I.
Rick Ross, suckers think you're tripping with, yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross.
Ludacris, whoa, don't slip up or get shot.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
It's the three-way Battle Knockout weekend, only on 96.5 Rock FM, where the music fights for the throne. Saturday's throwback block party.
We get right into the proceedings this evening.
Rock.
And my favorite joint store, it's a block party.
Everything is everything for Jay-Z.
My block. Saturdays from 18 hours.
Kelly, can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
Don't
96.5 FM. Osaka's official number one hit music station. Music station.
Yeah, yeah.